From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, after 15 years as the Florida Farm Bureau President, John Hoblick has announced his retirement. Hoblick says his retirement becomes effective at the end of his term, which concludes at the Florida Farm Bureau annual meeting in October. He says after 25 years of service to the state's largest and most influential general agriculture organization, it's time to return to his farm and family who stood by him all these years. COVID is again creating concerns about delayed product movement in China. Since the July outbreak of the Delta variant, the Chinese government has imposed strict countermeasures in affected areas to try and contain the virus. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says China's heightened restrictions have not yet had a significant impact on red meat demand, but the situation has prompted more cold storage inspections, raising concerns about shipping delays. The USDA has released a reevaluation of the Thrifty Food Plan used to calculate Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. As a result, the average SNAP benefit will increase 21% or $36.24 per person per month for fiscal year 2022, beginning on October 1 of this year. It's the first time the purchasing power of the plan has changed since it was introduced in 1975, reflecting notable shifts in the food marketplace and consumers' circumstances over the past 45 years. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.